You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
Brian Cochran, president of John Moore Associates, joins us for today's Friday financial update. Brian, always great to have you on the broadcast.
Yeah, happy to be here, sir.
And we will look forward to next Friday, spending a full hour. I tell you what, when we have you in studio for a full hour, it's always a lot of great information. And, you know, you and I turn around, it's like, the hour's over. look forward to doing that next week. This week, recapping a little bit on what we talked about last week, really, you kind of covered the difference between the nation's debt and deficit. And if you could kind of, you know, Reader's Digest recap that, and let's take a closer look at debt. And if the nation is in debt, why would that be important to us?
Yeah. So again, recapping the definition of those two words, debt and deficit, they get used interchangeably, which is actually not correct. So the debt is the total balance that the federal government owes. And then the deficit is how much do we add to that balance each year? Basically, how much do our expenses as the government exceed our income? So think of it like from a personal basis, it'd be like the debt is the balance of your credit card, and the deficit is how much you're overspending each month on your credit card that adds to that debt. So good to keep those terms clear and understood, especially since we have new tax reform bills and all kinds of things being discussed right now. These terms are used a lot in the press.
Okay. And then of the two, let's take a closer look at a nation's debt, specifically our nation's debt, I guess. And why is that so important to be aware of, to minimize, to, you tell us.
Yeah. So first off, it's biblical to be cautious about debt. We always explain to the families we serve as financial planners that debt is not necessarily abolished or seen as sinful in scripture, but there's a lot of warnings about debt. The borrower is slave to the lender is probably the most popular verse. But basically the government, the reason that's important is a couple negative effects can happen when you have a lot of debt. So first off, just like for us as consumers, if we have a lot of debt, you have to pay interest on that debt. And we're at the point now as a country where the interest alone to service the large debt we've accrued is in competition with the defense budget. I mean, it's basically the same size as the defense budget and will likely exceed the defense budget if it hasn't already this year. So obviously, if you're paying that much just on interest, well, then it restricts your ability to pay for other programs, whether it be social programs, defense programs, infrastructure, whatever. When Congress sits down and sets the budget, they have to budget for this large amount going towards servicing debt in the form of principal and interest payments on that debt. So that's very restrictive. And then secondly, and very related, is if your debt becomes too high and the folks who might loan you money, and there's a lot of people who loan money to the government, whether it's individuals or institutions, other governments, basically what happens is the interest rate on your debt will start to go up. Just like you and I, Steve, if one of us goes to get a mortgage and we have a poor credit score or high debt ourselves, then the mortgage lender will require a higher rate because we're higher risk. Well, the same thing happens to governments. So instead of paying maybe a 4 to 4.5% interest rate, which is what we're paying today, if that rate becomes 5, 6, or 7%, obviously the interest we're paying is then larger. So it's a compounding problem where more debt means a higher rate. More rate means we have to take on more debt or incur more costs to service that debt. So you can see how that would eventually spiral into a pretty negative effect.
Yeah, I guess I would imagine as, you know, our nation's leaders deal with the nation's debt and it becomes, you know, larger and larger and our interest rates continue to climb, you know, they're going to want to try to find a way to pay for that. And I mean, there's, I think the quick answer is, oh, well, the people need to give more, raise taxes. Or what are some of the other ways that we might feel the impact?
Well, definitely raising taxes, but also they can cut programs, cut expenses. So maybe we have a less robust military presence around the world because we can't afford it. Maybe social services such as Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security disability income, these programs could be reduced or cut. There's hundreds of social services programs within the federal government. So it's a big impact if we start pulling back on those. And this is the tension you see in conversations politically, is how do we solve this debt problem? I think a lot of people acknowledge tends to be when Republicans are leading the government, then Democrats are worried about the debt problem. And when Democrats are leading the government, Republicans suddenly be concerned about debt. So we see this sort of battle that goes back and forth. And that's the big debate right now within tax reform is, you know, how do we keep the economy growing while also paying our bills? And there's a tension there. So there's a lot of real effect for Americans when this debt grows. And I think what we've seen so far, Steve, is in the last 20 years, especially, we've seen that debt grow and accelerate. But no one's been willing to cut those programs. So we've been sort of doing without the reality of these debt problems. And now we've sort of come to a turning point where we need to address them. And now we have to make hard decisions. We've been delaying, just like a household could. You know, you could have a debt problem and just keep building it up. But eventually, you have to face the reality. And that's some of the political tension we're seeing right now is battling how do we address this new reality that the debt is absolutely unsustainable, which has actually been true for years. I think somehow it's just now become more in our face.
Yeah. And just like in any, you know, single family home, when you decide to conquer the issue and combat debt, you know, it's tightening of things and it's something really as a nation, you know, we may feel for a while. Any practical things that the listener can do in regards to our national debt?
I think one thing, anytime you're talking about politics, is vote. You know, if you have a feeling as to how we should address the debt, make sure you're supporting candidates and voting for candidates that represent your point of view. Also, one thing we're looking at for a lot of clients is hedging against the risk of higher taxes in the future. And that changes the way we invest for retirement and save and when we pay taxes. You know, we're in a pretty low tax environment right now historically. So maybe this is a good time to pay taxes on some of your investments. And there's ways we can talk about maybe next week in our full hour of how we might accomplish that. But it definitely also could justify more fiscal responsibility in your own household. You know, if things are going to get tight, if the government pulls back a lot of spending, that can slow the economy. It's never a bad time to make sure that your own spending plan is in order, your own emergency reserves, do the things you can control, which is our own limited world within our household. And I always find it tough when people complain about the government being irresponsible and then they're not taking steps to manage their own financial house. So make sure that's all in good order. And then just, you know, follow this news and understand really what's happening and how it might impact your family.
All right. Well, as always, president of John Moore Associates, Brian Cochran, is kind enough to join us to really give us a broader look at some of the things we may hear about and not think too heavily on. But Brian, we always like to draw our listener back to on the website at johnmoore.com, the Insights tab. And what a great free resource this is. No cost to log on to the website and go through various articles. Anything there you want to call attention to?
So we do have an article about debt and deficits, the topic of today's conversation. So there's a little more detail there if you want to learn more. And then also we put an article out that is full of common buzzwords that you see on financial headlines and what they really mean. So that's a helpful one, especially for younger folks, but anyone really who's trying to better understand how to understand the financial media and what's being said.
Very good. Well, Brian, I always appreciate your time. Look forward to the full hour next week.
All right. Thanks, Steve.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.